Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate School music teacher Lori Lorenz joins us on today's program to talk about a trip this week for 4th and 5th graders to watch the Des Moines Symphony perform. First of all, how did this opportunity come to be for these students over the years, and how has it become a tradition at the school?
Well, we were fortunate that the Peter H. and E. Lucille Goss-Kuiper Foundation a few years reached out and asked if we would be, you know, wanting this opportunity, and we jumped at the chance. They went through Des Moines Symphony, and we were contacted, and they have since funded both our fourth and fifth graders to make the trip. Now, that includes the admission fees and the bus drivers and the cost for transportation.
Describe to our listeners what that day is like for those students, especially those in fourth and fifth grade who may be starting to make some of their choices when it comes to what kind of extracurricular activities they want to do as they get older.
It's really a nice concert. It's about 45 minutes long, and the Des Moines Symphony, of course, they're performing in the Civic Center, which it might be the first time that some students have ever been in the Civic Center, and there are many schools there at once. It is full. And they go ahead and they do usually three or four pieces that would be maybe appropriate for the age group that they have there. For example, you know, it may be a piece. Last year they did Beethoven's Fifth, which is the best known symphony of Beethoven. And so they try and do something that would appeal to the students. The conductor, Joseph Junta, is very good about explaining the piece, what they should be listening for, maybe the story behind the piece, pointing out the instruments that would have solos. And sometimes they have visuals actually in the background with either still life pictures or video to go along with different pieces they're performing.
And as a music teacher, what is it like to kind of give those students something a little bit different and out of the ordinary and really give them an experience with some high-level musicians?
Well, it gives us a chance in a lot of different ways. Number one, just to experience some classical music that maybe they haven't been exposed to. We usually do prep work somewhat, you know, a day or two, talking about the different pieces. And once again, you know, active listening as they're sitting there as an audience, it's a lot more exciting to go and listen to something you know and you understand. And so we try and lay the base work for them. Number two, it's excellent to talk to them about, you know, being an audience and what are your responsibilities as an audience and what's common courtesy in a performance situation.
What do you see the students get from this kind of experience?
Well, I think, number one, there's just the experience of going to a professional group. They might have heard their brothers and sisters play, and we are fortunate to have really good bands and orchestras and choirs in this community, but this is a professional group. They also have the opportunity to see that one of their teachers, Dirk Stratton, is the principal trumpet player for the Des Moines Symphony. So that's exciting to see. You know, teachers are not just teachers, but they're also performers. They're musicians. And then I think that they understand and maybe can appreciate classical music. My fifth graders are usually asking, when are we going to the symphony? They're excited to go again. So we like to promote that. We hope that they'll become consumers as they're adults and patrons of the arts. And, you know, we just want a well-rounded student as they grow into adulthood.
For you as a music teacher and for them, you to see that kind of reaction and response, you've also alluded to the fact that Pella has robust music programs at the schools and in the community. How important is music in the lives of these students to you? And why is it so important that they have these experiences?
Besides that music really can help with education and that brain function, the right and left brain, the synapses that go across and it builds those. You find that students that are involved in music, you know, are usually have better grades. If they're involved, usually that, you know, they're busy. They don't get in trouble. You know, It's that old thing from the Music Man, you know, you get a boys band. And mm-hmm. But also I think it's important that they can express themselves. I've seen in my own students that that's really important. It's an outlet. It's a way they can express themselves by being able to perform music or sometimes even listening to music as a relaxation. It's something you can do for the rest of your life.
Once again, that was Jefferson Intermediate music teacher Lori Lorenz. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.